1420 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Former President Donald Trump will attend a virtual probation hearing today ahead of sentencing next month in his criminal hush money case in New York. CBS's Robert Costa.
Trump will be in Florida with his lawyer, Todd Blanche. And after this meeting, Judge Juan Merchan will start to think through the sentencing for Trump, which will take place on July 11th.
You may find out today if Hunter Biden will testify at his federal gun trial. Secretary of State Blinken's arrived in Egypt. He plans to stop in Israel, too, and a new bid to secure a ceasefire in Gaza. The BBC's John Donison from Jerusalem.
When it was announced by Joe Biden, it was called an Israeli plan, and Prime Minister Netanyahu has suggested he will go along with it.
A heat wave sweeping the western U.S. is expected to reach 110 in Phoenix and Las Vegas Wednesday. Odyssey meteorologist Craig Allen.
We're even talking about temperatures that could get as hot as about 120 degrees around Death Valley National Park.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes says it's a miracle no one's dead. At least 10 people were wounded in a mass shooting at a high-rise rooftop party near the University of Wisconsin campus overnight Saturday.
These students should have been celebrating summer vacation and not receiving medical treatment.
The victims are as young as 14 and as old as 23. None of their injuries is life-threatening. No one has been arrested as of this morning. The Wisconsin Elections Commission meets today to certify the ballots for the August primary and the November general election. Commissioners also decide ballot access questions in 10 different races across the state. Then on Wednesday, the commission will meet to talk about training election clerks. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The two people killed in the town of Easton in late May have been identified. The Marathon County Sheriff's Office said 63-year-old Patrick Eppolite and 53-year-old Valerie McCarthy were killed during an act of domestic violence on May 28th. They both resided at the Junction Road home where they were found. A neighbor requested a wellness check after they noticed someone in the car the previous night who had not moved by the next morning. Responding officers found Patrick and Valerie dead of gunshot wounds. You can learn Native American beading this Saturday. Brandy Redbird and Carrie Lynn Thompson will instruct participants in beading at McMillan Library on Saturday, June 15th. The activity is sponsored by WRPS JOM Group to offer this for free. There will also be food and drink available. It's from 10 to 2 in the all-purpose room at the library. Young children will need to be accompanied by their parents or guardians. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin.
Good morning, world. It's a new day. It's a new week. And welcome to the morning show here at WFHR. 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James, with you. I am joined by our head of news and our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Our head of production and co-host, Seth Haphagger.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We got some fun stuff lined up today. We're going to kick things off with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. Happy Monday. How's it going?
Doing good here, Brittany. How are you doing over there?
Good. So I always like to sing this one Beach Boys song on a day like today, and I change the lyrics a little bit, and I go, sun, 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 till your daddy takes a T-bird away.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, nice. That was great.
You got me singing on air, which is crazy. I don't do that.
No, but
sorry,
I love it.
Your ears burning.
You are a part of the band, Brittany. You are in the band. You are definitely in the band.
Thank you. I've got nothing but sunshine for you today.
All right.
Good. Excellent. All right. We'll take it. Should we just stop there? Should we just...
just sun today.
Yeah, we should. Just sun and low 70s. Absolutely perfect. We'll just stop right there because tomorrow, you know what's coming tomorrow. We'll talk about that tomorrow.
I really thought that it'd be coming in the next hour, whatever it is.
Who knows?
I really don't have a specific it. Just whatever it is, I expect the weather to be bringing it in the next hour. Whatever, whatever we currently have, something different will be showing up in an hour. That's I'm just become. It's just normal to me now.
Right.
I agree with you. That is what we're getting used to. But no, not today. I don't even think we're going to see many clouds, to be honest with you. So enjoy it.
Get on out there and enjoy the Mother Nature today, everybody. Brittany, enjoy your day. Thanks so much for starting us off on a good foot. We appreciate you.
You're welcome. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
You too. I'm going to have that song in my head now. We appreciate all of you being with us. We got fun things lined up today we're looking forward to. In a little bit, we'll get into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to celebrating all of you out there. And then we'll get into, I got a couple of fun ones for us, everybody. First off, researchers found a way that milk may be able to help you sleep at night.
Have they proven it now?
They found
that the milk is going to help you?
They found some interesting things.
Very cool.
I want to get into a fun one, too, that I've been hanging on to about goats. Where is my goats? Where are my stories?
Where'd the goats go?
Hoofed Hilarity, Five Odd Tales of Goated Goats. Yes, we'll get into that a little bit later.
Nice.
We have the world's fastest wheelbarrow we have to talk about as well.
Of course.
That's all coming up.
We do.
9 o'clock hour kickoff the way it should is on a Monday with the kitchens open. Melissa's got an amazing one lined up for us today. I am really looking forward to this. I actually was able to do my homework for this one.
Nice.
And I was able to because Melissa gave me the notes to go over.
There you go. Very specific.
Ahead of time, more than 5 minutes.
Yeah. It was great.
It helps. Yeah, it's great.
It reminded me a lot of school. Reminded me a lot of being in school. It's a really good one, everybody. Stick around for that. That's going to be fun. We're looking forward to getting into that a little bit later. Talk a little bit of entertainment. Not too much, but I do want to get into a couple of things. We'll talk some rafters, talk new in your box office, the box office numbers out of the weekend and what they mean for your summer going ahead and really what next summer is what it really means. I want to get into that a little bit. Well, also, if we have time, I want to get into the a bunch of Wisconsin musicians with the biggest impact over the last 100 years.
Ooh.
That would be a fun one to
dive
into.
That sounds cool, yeah.
We also have five things you need to know about doing your car every 1,000, 3,000 miles.
Okay.
This is from my Jeep. My Jeep recommended this story. I don't know why.
Please read this, James. Please.
I don't know why.
Please do these things.
I don't know what his problem is.
Yeah.
I drive him all over the place. I take him out all the time.
Flowers don't work. Okay. Oil.
Oil is important.
Good note. I thought just driving it was enough. You know, I thought it just needed to get its legs, out.
It's a car. It should drive, right? You know?
It should drive.
But I thought a fun place for us to start today. We do our National Day of Calendar on the Sunrise Show, and one of them, one of the features today was National Black Cow Day.
Oh.
So I wanted to take some time to celebrate all of our black cows out there. We have a lot of really cool cows, and they're all cool colors. But black cows are quite interesting, and I apologize, everybody. Might have had that one wrong. It's actually root beer.
Oh, okay, all right.
I really have to change up my notes now. I had a bunch of information about black cows we were going to get into.
I thought you were going to play Black Cow from Steely Dan.
The whole reason for this joke was for me to do Black Cow from Steely Dan, and it didn't. I didn't get it.
No, that's all right.
I didn't get it logged up in time. Actually, it is kind of a fun topic, I think, because certainly, if you don't know what a black cow is, it's basically a root beer float. And the history of it is quite interesting. How it was created, just as a guy was just kind of looking out over at the mountains. So Frank J. Weiser of Cripple Creek, Colorado, receives credit for inventing the black cow in August of 1883. Wisner was the Wisner owner of the Cripple Creek Cow Mountain Gold Mining Company, and one night found himself staring out at the window, thinking about the line of soda waters that was producing for his citizens of Cripple Creek, and an idea struck him. The full moon that night was shining on the snow-capped Cow Mountain, reminding him of a scoop of vanilla ice cream. He hurried back to his bar and added a spoonful of creamy vanilla goodness to the children's favorite flavors of soda, Myers Avenue Red Root Beer. When he tasted it, he knew he had a hit. Wisner named the new creation Black Cow Mountain, but the local children shortened it to Black Cow.
How about that?
Just kind of interesting history behind
it. Wow.
Just an idea of what it could turn into. So many of the things we touch on are things that were pivoted or, you know, that kind of thing.
Like an error, mistake, and then something cool came out of it kind of thing.
And then A&W was born.
Yeah. Well, and this could only have happened in Colorado because you need mountains in order for this to happen. That's really cool.
Now, my question for you and, of course, for the audience, and I know it's only 8:09 to ask for audience participation is a little cruel, but we do want your phone calls, 715-424-2600. Listening on the Civic Media app, good for you. You're going to have an easier chance of winning on our text-to-win contest. I'm going to keep doing that bit, by the way, everybody. but we're having some fun with this one, and we encourage you to, if you haven't already downloaded the app, listen for that keyword in the 9 o'clock hour. Mm-hmm. We'll talk more about it then.
Yeah.
But you can also call up and join the conversation, because I want to know what your favorite type of root beer is, or your favorite way to make a root beer float. Boy, are they. I think that the many of us, now I just thought for the fun of it, I would Google this, throw this into the search, and best root beer for a black cow.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't think I'd get an answer. I thought I'd get a ton of surveys or things like that. But interestingly, of course, for it to truly taste like a black cow from A&W, they recommend A&W root beer.
Okay, hey, all right.
That's my go-to.
It's the tried and true the root beer for root beer floats, but I think just a good root beer in general.
You know, root beer is probably the most varied of a specific kind of soda flavor.
I agree.
Because colas, they're different, but there's a certain sameness to them, I guess you could say. But man, root beers are
Feel weird.
So, what was that, Melissa?
Colas all make my teeth feel weird.
They all do.
They all make your teeth feel weird. Okay.
Because I heard like almost like a coating on them, and I can rub them together, and they make a sound. Yeah.
Did not know that. Yeah. Fascinating. Fascinating, Captain.
That's why I don't drink cola.
Okay. But you do like root beer.
I do like root beer. I prefer A&W or Barks.
Yeah. Those are both good. I'm actually a Dad's fan.
Of course you are. Okay.
Classic old Dad's, old fashioned. No, I liked it even before I was Dad. and actually, I have to do a little caveat on this one. I liked the root beer my grandpa made. My grandpa actually made his own. He stopped doing it because too many bottles would explode when he was bottling it. You have to be very careful when you're bottling pop, people. It's because you have to get the carbonation just right. Otherwise, boom, you know.
That makes perfect sense, but I did not realize that.
Yes, but it was really good, and it had very distinct flavor to it. His root beer did, so.
I brought this up, of course, on the morning on Sunrise Show, and got the three texts right away from our listeners. All of them very distinctively. I don't like root beer. I don't like what it does to my mouth. Like I was rambling for a good couple of minutes before I all of a sudden like, oh geez, all right. I didn't know that it could be so divisive. Root beer.
Who knew?
But to your guys' points, it does make sense that it kind of is. It's a very unique type of soda, and you either like it or you don't, or maybe you just kind of it's root beer. But what your favorite type is out there, I'm very curious about, because there's a lot of good ones out there. Mm-hmm. Sioux City root beer is really good. I like that one. I am a Barks person as well.
Barks is good.
I had one this weekend, actually, interestingly, and I haven't had one in a long time. I couldn't finish it. It just doesn't hit me the same as it used to. It's Mountain Dew is like this. Once in a blue moon, I'll have a Mountain Dew just for the heck of it. And I don't drink a lot of soda anymore. Mm-hmm. I think I was talking about this last week.
Yep.
A Cherry Coke is what I have pretty much once a day. Maybe that's about it.
Yep.
Sometimes a little bit more if I'm being honest with my body and the audience. the Barks has always been the one. Like even when I was a kid, I don't mind A&W, but the other ones, like Mug is a little too sugary to me.
Okay, Mugs,
there's other ones that are just a little similar, just the taste is a little different. Mountain Dew, same thing. I couldn't drink it anymore. Like, I don't even think I finished it.
I have to do a special shout-out to a local, of course. A Point has a root beer that they make.
Yeah.
That's
I was going to say that, too.
That's very good. But, again, it's a little on the sweet side for me. Mm-hmm. So I could only drink. I mean, you have to I have to pace myself with this.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, it's like making your teeth may not feel weird, but hurt.
Yeah.
It's because of the sugar that's in it.
Yeah, that's. I don't know. We'll look for the audience to chime in on this one if you guys want to. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite type of root beer? And your favorite type of root beer, do you use a different one for making a root beer float?
How about different flavored ice cream?
Oh, yeah.
Does that do anything? I mean, I don't know if I've ever tried that. I've always done with vanilla, the classic, but yeah. Well, has anyone tried it with like chocolate
vanilla
or something?
Oh, French for vanilla ice cream.
What's the difference? I don't
it
know
has
the
a different
difference.
Flavor than regular.
Really?
Vanilla.
I guess yeah, I never noticed.
It does. It's richer.
I heard what you French said, Melissa, and I appreciate that because I am always curious about the differences of vanillas, and every time somebody tells me, I forget. But Seth said something that threw me, and I've never thought of before, and I'm very angry chocolate with my brain. Yes, chocolate root beer float. What is wrong with you, brain? Why didn't you think of this sooner? This is your
actually
wheelhouse.
Strawberry would be very good.
That's just what I thought, too. I thought because strawberry would work well.
Those different flavors that they've been, like the strawberry cream Dr. Pepper.
That's pretty good. I've tasted that. It's not bad.
We are going to go to break here, and we'll keep this conversation going throughout the next 2 hours of the show and everything.
Thirsty all of a sudden. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on.
Looking forward to hearing from all of you. A little bit later, or just in a little bit, we'll get into El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Two quick notes. One, tomorrow on the show, Melissa and I will be welcoming an old friend as a guest. An old friend for us here. I don't know if Melissa's been able to meet her. Angel Laidlaw is going to join us. She is the president and CEO of Centergy.
Yes, I have.
I thought so. Okay. Angel's amazing. Angel's awesome. Mm-hmm. I love Angel. We haven't had her around in a long time. She reached out, wanted to join us on the air to talk a little bit about childcare and advocacy and some talent attraction, things like that. She's going to join us for about 10, 15 minutes, top of the 9 o'clock hour tomorrow. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited about talking with you all about our virtual town hall meeting. We'll be doing that after our birthday and anniversary club. We'll dive right into that. Our lineup change for the afternoons, that's coming up very soon, too. Want to get into that. Part of that lineup change is going to be having Playmakers 3 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And just in case you were curious what Playmakers is, if you've never listened to it before, when you have people on the airwaves here talking about Caitlin Clark and it don't sound like they've ever watched a WNBA game, I'm sorry, it drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Pat before us or a little bit earlier, and Terry, whatever they were, I think it was Terry he was talking to, couldn't be more wrong. I'm sorry. And they can call me up and they can call me out for this if they want or whatever, but you could not be more wrong. Caitlin Clark is is already a great player and is going to be even better if things go the way they should. She is not ready for the Olympic stage. She's not even ready for the WNBA stage. Mm-mm. She will be the first person to tell you this. The only person, the person that realizes this the most is Caitlin. She has been very honest about this. Did it motivate her? Did she, you know, did they wake up a bee? Sure. But she also gets it. She gets it. She does. The Olympics do not need popularity. Okay? It's the Olympics.
They need skill.
They're already pretty popular.
I'm telling you.
Ask NBC how their Olympic coverage numbers are going to do.
That's why they want it all the time, right?
Yeah. Well, why do you think they pay literally almost billions, if not billions, for
the coverage, yeah.
Do you think that the rest of the world thinks about Caitlin Clark the way we do? Are you so focused on the Americas here that your eyeballs can't see that there are other countries and other players around the world that are really good at this game, and you only get 12 spots on that roster?
Mm-hmm.
If anything, people should be talking about how great women's athletics are, women's basketball is, that Caitlin Clark doesn't just make the Olympic team when she can't even give a consistent game in WNBA.
Mm-hmm.
She'd be the first to tell you this. She had a 1-point game or a 3-point game the other night with one assist. Like, that's not her game. She's going to get better and better, and she's could possibly be the face of the league within a year or two. But give the young lady a chance to do this. They just Caitlin Clark, Clayton Clark, because women's athletics is on the rise, and you've got a lot of, I'm going to be honest with y'all, men who are, wait a minute, this is my category. I'm supposed to know sports. I should be able to talk about sports. So they're going to talk about sports without even watching the dang games. Watch the games if you haven't watched the games, just don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Just, you know what? Well, this whole thing seems very interesting. I need to update myself on it. Be I know this is tough for some men out there. Admit you don't know something. Go ahead and give it a shot.
And if you want to hear a informed discussion on this, tune into Playmakers. You know, that's what you need to do at 3 o'clock today. Live. Call in.
Yep. We're looking forward to talking with you about it. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of fun with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club and plenty more coming up for you on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in.
tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Ah, really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Fort Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Fort Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
Quality Plus Printing brings you Wham! Incorporated. Empower your game with custom apparel and bring out the hero in you. Whenever you need team gear, have special events, and more, Wham! Incorporated is there with super speed, located on 8th Street in Wisconsin Rapids, saving the day one order at a time.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. But the only thing in the fridge, Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 72 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 51 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, a little breezy with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Head on over to El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Mm-hmm. Wish them a great day from all of us. I got some great specials going on today. And they got April, Mary, Crazy, and not the craziest anymore, Lori, working up front. The boys are holding things down in back, and their fearless leader, Fidel, will keep an eye on all the shenanigans going on over there.
Nice.
Just reading from their Facebook post.
That's great.
I need to hire Fidel to write my Facebook post.
He's really very good at it.
He's really good. And not as good as the food, though. The food is amazing over there. The people, even better. Go ahead and check out our friends over at El Cafe, 221 Market Avenue. And thank them for sponsoring the Birthday and Anniversary Club, everybody. We love doing this with you all. Thank you so much to everybody who got us a birthday and anniversary today. I want to shout out to all of you. I want to send a big thank you not only to you, but encourage you to get us more. info@WFHR.com. You can email Pam that way. info@WFHR.com. Mm-hmm. Direct message us on our Facebook pages. Just go ahead and type in your search bar, WFHR, WIRI. We'll get them that way.
Mm-hmm.
Morse code, smoke signals.
Semaphore flags.
Get the flags out. Go ahead and let us know that way. Those seem like the easiest ways, right, Melissa? That's,
or you could just call 715-424-2600.
Forgot about that. Man. You know,
phones.
Do
phones.
It live on air. One button dial in with the Civic Media app.
Don't forget about that.
Yeah, I want to actually see if I can do that with my phone here. Let me see if I can just pull.
And then you can participate in the Scotty Win, whatever, Scotty Summer Text to Win. There we go. I got there eventually.
That was good. That was good. She almost got there.
That was really good. That was really good, Melissa. Thank you so much. And thank you, everybody who got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you. We have five qualifiers today. That's awesome. Pretty sweet. Seth, you won't be here tomorrow, so you give me a 1 through 5.
You always pick him.
I've been picking him a lot lately, and I realize that, and I don't know why.
Because my picks are awesome. 5, we'll go with.
Oh, boy. We get into the celebrating here. We want to first up wish a very happy birthday to Brooke Elisa.
Happy birthday, Brooke.
Happy birthday.
Brooke's awesome. Brooke works over at the ODC.
Nice.
She's good friends with our friend Dawn over at Images and Ink and everything. Brooke has been through many of my tattoos, making me laugh while Dawn is,
concentrating. Yeah, right. Doing the job, right.
And everything. Luckily, not making Dawn laugh.
Yeah.
She's got a great sense of humor, great human, and obviously puts in some great work over at the OTC. We really do appreciate her and the work that she does, and all the team over there. We say a good morning too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wishing happy birthday to Jay Buck.
Happy birthday, Jay.
Not a great name.
Yeah.
She's got a great name.
Nice, simple. Yeah.
She's awesome. Great human being. We wish you a good one, Jay. We want to wish happy birthday to Diane Madden.
Happy birthday, Diane.
Happy birthday, Diane.
Appreciate you, Diane. Hope you have a great day. Enjoy. And another old friend of the station here, Tom Lokes.
Oh, happy birthday, Tom.
Happy birthday.
Tom and his wife, Tom worked with Wisconsin Rapids Community Media for many years, along with his wife, working over at the United Way. Mm-hmm. Got to meet them through that. And I believe they're over in the Wausau or Marshfield area now.
Marshfield, I believe.
Marshfield, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, they're over in Marshfield. Doing great, living their best lives, having fun, enjoying. Wishing them a great day. And we wish a very happy anniversary to our qualifiers, celebrating their 24th.
Nice.
Patrick and Sherry Marskoff.
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Patrick, Sherry, wishing you the best. Happy 24th. Wishing you many, many, many more.
They got married in the year 2000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes it easy. It makes it does.
Because that's when my sister got married, was in 2000. So I always know what year it is for them.
Mm-hmm. My two youngest, my son born in 99, my daughter born in 2000.
There you go.
Like, it is so much. It is it very.
Makes it easy to know how old they are, right?
They have no excuse to mess that one up. We take a quick look at some celebrity birthdays here. Like today, we wish a very happy birthday to Sasha Obama, daughter of two former President Barack Obama. Mm. She's 23 today.
Wow.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Time flies, man. Yeah, time really flies. They were really young when they were in the White House.
I thought she'd be older than that, honestly.
I really wasn't sure. If I'm thinking about it, I agree with you, Melissa. Yeah. Model and actor Kate Upton is 32 today. She was born in 92.
Wait, she's only
How 32? Is that possible? Yeah. She definitely that definitely makes me.
She's been around so long. My wow, yeah, she must have started really young.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, Olympic figure skater Tara Lipinski is 42 today. she was obviously great on the ice. A lot of fun to watch. Very good announcer.
I was gonna say she is probably more known these days as being an announcer. Mm-hmm. She is so good, man.
And she's not only highly celebrated for it, but the ratings that they get, again, Olympic ratings, don't really need a lot of help. the ratings that she gets for what she has done with the figure skating, bringing a lot of eyeballs to it. Mm-hmm. They've been able to.
Her and her partner, and I cannot remember his name on the top of my,
another good
Johnny
one.
Something.
Yeah,
yes.
He's really good.
He's really good
former
too.
Figure skater himself. Mm-hmm. Musician Lee
Johnny Weir.
Johnny Weir.
Weir. Thank you, Melissa.
I was going to say weird, and I knew that wasn't right. I knew Johnny that Weir. Wasn't right.
One less close, letter, though. James.
Yeah.
musician Lee Bryce is 45 today. Good singer-songwriter.
Okay.
Singer. I'm not sure if he's a writer or not.
Yep.
Actor DJ Qualls is 46 today. I don't think he's necessarily a common actor that everybody knows, but you know him if you see him.
Yes, very distinctive looking gentleman.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, and couldn't be a nicer human being. He had five lines on our show. He got knocked down to three, and he was a bigger name than any of us on that set. And with that, the producers like came down. We only see these guys like twice in 4-6 months, and they came down to kind of basically apologize to him and everything. He didn't care less. He got paid the same. He was having a good time. he said that he had never that he didn't spend that much time in Santa Barbara before, so he really enjoyed that. We all went out to lunch together and everything.
Oh, nice.
Nice guy. Nice,
cool.
Nice guy. Yeah. A little bit more, it's weird for me to say this, more gangly than me.
He is a thin man. It's true.
Yes.
I'm not used to that.
He is a thin man.
Actor Shane.
And he was in, like, The New Guy, Road Trip. The Core, Nation, Supernatural.
He's been around.
He was great on Supernatural, but I think The New Guy is the one or Road Trip are the ones that
most people know him for.
Actor Hugh Dancy is 49 today. Fantastic actor. Currently on Law & Order, the public defender on Law & Order, and doing an amazing job on that. he was on Hannibal. And he was Will on Hannibal. And as good as Edward Norton was in the movie, Hugh Dancy nailed that role. I read all those books. I really like those books. And that character is the only character in literature history that I've ever known that also has hyper empathy. which is something that I have, and I was diagnosed with at 16. So when I found out about this, I read those books right away. And his work is the, like, his work in that role is some of the best I've ever seen on TV.
Wow.
Just an incredible show, Hannibal, if you can stomach it. Pun intended. But it's his work on it. And Mads, who is famous now.
Mads Mikkelsen.
Who is, he stars as Hannibal.
Yeah.
And it was his first kind of like breakout role, and he was amazing in it. God, that was a good show.
He is something else.
Let's see here. Also want to wish a very happy birthday to one of the funniest people on the planet. Comedian actor Bill Burr is 56 today.
Wow. 56. Gosh.
Nobody has been able to navigate PCism like Bill Burr. One day Bill Burr will say something that will anger you. The next day he'll say something that, like, oh my God.
You'll agree with, right? Yeah,
right,
yeah.
On, Bill, right on. Yeah. Like, and that's kind of the way it should be.
He's a fascinating figure. You know, he navigates it somehow. I don't know how he does it, but.
One of the funnier things, he had made a joke didn't make fun of African Americans, but it was a joke that some African Americans in the crowd took light of. So they waited for him after the show to confront him. And as he was coming out, they were about to shout at him, you hate this, you hate that, and they see his wife, who is African-American, holding hands with him as they walk out.
Right.
The people went and asked for an autograph.
it's interesting.
Elizabeth Hurley is 59 today, actor and model.
Mm-hmm.
Well-known.
Yeah.
Gina Gershon is 62 today, fantastic actor.
Wow.
She is good.
So, you know, I was checking out the movie, and I can't believe I haven't seen this one yet. The Player from 1992.
Oh.
And it's got everybody, literally everyone in that movie. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know it was one of her early roles. And I see her walking by, and I'm like, oh, I didn't know Gina Gershon was in this movie. Yes. That's awesome.
She's a good actor.
Yes.
Very solid actor. And we wrap up wishing a very happy birthday, speaking of actors, to one of the greatest any of us will ever see, Judy Garland, born on this day in 1922.
Yes. Minnesota's own. Sorry, yeah. I got to have to put that in there.
Got to get it in. Got to get it in.
She was my idol when I was a little girl. I wanted to be her. She's so amazing.
My sister has got a couple of them now, but she was her favorite actor growing up.
Mm. Yeah, her and Shirley Temple.
Very nice.
Summer Stock, A Star is Born, Meet Me in St. Louis. Of course, The Wizard of Oz, but A Star is Born. That's probably
one of her greatest roles.
Oh
yeah.
My God, her performance in A Star is Born. Mm-hmm. That's
Meet Me in St. Louis. That's such a weird movie, but it's good. And
got some great songs.
It's got
in
some
it too.
Awesome songs, some classics in it. Yeah,
you never seen a bad like performance from Judy Garland.
Never, not once.
The one thing, incredible as her voice is, and great of an actor as she is, and all these things, her professionalism.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of a lot of the live stuff I saw her do over the years. Incredible. What you see is what you get. You sign up and you for a Judy Garland show, you know what you're going to get. Just incredible performer.
And if you want to read something horrifying, read about her experience on The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was, oh my God.
Awful. The way that The Wizard of Oz was filmed and the horror stories behind it, the only good thing to come of it is the laws and rules that were regulated afterwards for actors and entertainers and creatives.
It actually did have an impact, yeah.
It had because you're not going to have asbestos on sets anymore. You're not going to be putting paint on people that's going to give them cancer or kill them eventually or anything, or making a young 16 to 14-year-old actress smoke cigarettes and all these things because, oh my God, I think she put on a pound. Some of this sick stuff that went on in that movie, it's noteworthy. It's noteworthy. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean you can't enjoy the movie.
No.
Just means that, you know, we have to understand these things.
See why things have changed in a lot of ways for the better in Hollywood. Yes, and how they make movies. Yep.
And she's a big part of why they changed. Yep. She was a force behind that. Mm-hmm. At a very young age where it could have cost her career.
Yes.
She fought for those things. And a very noteworthy thing about her career.
Yeah.
We will take a time out, check in with our partners, and get to our state and local news. When we come back, we're talking black cows. again, not just black cows. We're talking milk. We're going to talk some
milk from possibly a black cow.
Possibly.
Possibly.
Find out when we come back on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he'll ask for the biggest budget increase ever for the Universities of Wisconsin system in his next budget, $800 million. 7 campuses are facing budget shortfalls, and UW-Oshkosh has depleted its reserves. Democrats are urged to remember how much power Wisconsin voters have this election year. Democratic National Committee Chair Jamie Harrison addressed the state party convention in Milwaukee Saturday.
Wisconsin is crucial in terms of where American democracy goes. The eyes of not only this country, but the eyes of the world will be on what you do right here in Wisconsin.
It's not just the race for president. Wisconsin voters could also determine the balance of power in the U.S. House and Senate. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Gas prices fell over 10 cents per gallon during the last week. The average across the state today is $3.22. This is 7.8 cents lower than a month ago and over 37 cents lower than this time last year. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, said prices have plummeted in nearly every state in the last week. With these declines, Americans will spend roughly $425 million less per week on gasoline than they did a year ago. DeHaan said he expects prices will decline again ahead of July 4th. Gas prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.94 to $3.09 per gallon. You can see Wesley Waffles in concert at McMillan Library tomorrow from 2 to 3. The Wacky World of Wesley Waffles has fun props, engaging music, and audience participation. This fun kids show will take place in the Fine Arts Center on June 11th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
A big night for Drew Holiday. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, former Milwaukee Bucks Drew Holiday led the Celtics with 26 points and 11 rebounds as Boston beat the Mavericks 105-98. Holiday on playing in the NBA Finals again after winning the title 3 years ago with the Bucks.
That one we're actually down 2-0. A different team, different setting, different year. I think being on this team, the journey to this point has been great, but we still know being up 2-0 means nothing.
Game 3 is Wednesday in Dallas. Golf Ernie Els wins the AmFam Championship in Madison, shooting a 12-under par. Steve Stricker finished second. Also in attendance, Packers quarterback Jordan Love, the Bucks Pat Connaughton, NFL quarterback Matt Ryan, and Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps. Baseball, the Brewers open a series at home tonight against the Toronto Blue Jays. Milwaukee losing to the Tigers yesterday 10-2, but they still have a 6.5-game lead in the NL Central. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together. In Worthington, Minnesota, it's worth a look.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the MaxSync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 72 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 51 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, a little breezy with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thank you so much for joining us. We hope you're having a good Monday morning out there.
Indeed.
We're going to talk milk and how it might be able to help you sleep in a little bit. We'll get to that in a moment. But I did want to talk about our virtual town hall that we're going to be doing here at WFHR. We have some breaking news for you with this. We are going to be changing the date. We are going to be moving it to the following Wednesday. Our virtual town hall will be Wednesday, June 19th from 6 to 7. And all you got to do to attend is let us know you want to attend.
That's right.
That's it.
We'll send you a link.
Yeah. We are very excited to be able to do this with all of you. We wanted to be able to get as many people as we could along with this. And we wanted to make sure that we've got all of our ducks in a row, T's crossed, I's dotted, all these things. And talking
shouldn't
with
be chickens.
It's a great point. It's a great point, Melissa. Yes. Woo. All of our chickens in a row.
You know, we're
we wanted to make sure of that.
Right.
In order to do those things, where I want to just go ahead and jump and do it right away. Thankfully, Sage, Jorge, people who are much smarter and much tech savvy than I am, we're like, we might want to make sure that we got some things lined up here first.
Do that.
And we really realized at Lunch by the River that, if we give this just another week, we may have even more people that can attend. I actually talked to a couple over the during Lunch by the River that said, I'd love to attend, but we couldn't. And I was like, give us your email anyway, just in case. And thankfully, they did. So, you know, we want you to be a part.
With the date change, they can attend.
That's right.
Yeah. I do apologize to the audience for the change. We are doing this for you. We are doing this to make sure that it's everybody can attend. We can get all of our team and make sure they get all of you a part of it. But still do apologize for the move. Anybody who made plans to be able to attend and aren't able to, it will be recorded. It will be. There will be other ways to be able to take it in and everything. I'm actually, Sage has let me use his account. It's kind of nice. It's kind of nice of them.
You feel feeling of power.
My account could only have 100 people. And while we don't know how many people are going to attend, we know our luck. I should say you know my luck.
Yeah, that's right.
101 would come, and that 101st person, boy, they'd have a bone to pick. So we're going to do it this way. And this is going to lead us up. And I actually think this is going to work out even better, y'all, because this is going to lead in perfectly to our lineup change in our afternoons.
But first, let's mention that's June 19th, correct?
That is correct.
Yes, June 19th.
June 19th at 6 p.m.
Yes. You are correct.
I will be sure to talk about this. I'll be mentioning this every day leading up to Wednesday and make sure that we nail this on Hammer at Home. But I appreciate that, Melissa. Thank you. So our lineup changed to our afternoons. We've touched on this a bit. I don't know how in-depth we need to go, but we are going to be changing things up in our afternoons. Maggie Dawn's show is going to be from 2 to 4, so you'll get the full extent of her show,
full
as you should.
Hours.
Yep.
Yeah. After that, from 4 to 5, you will have a Midday Magazine in a new spot. Just an hour later, but an opportunity for more people to be able to hear it, especially from what I've been hearing from a handful of listeners that listen to us in their car in that time frame, that really enjoy the show and be able to. I have one person who always catches. They're getting out of the car as I ask a question, so they have to download the podcast to hear the answer.
Going to do a stay in your car moment, you know?
I really do appreciate you doing that, Sarah. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you very much. And to all
and,
you
guys. And an extra day a week, too.
Yes.
That's right. Mondays as well, yes. Too.
As you know out there, Playmakers has been our Monday Midday Magazine. We're changing that up because Playmakers is going to be on from 5 to 6, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
That's right.
That's right.
There's too much sports for us to just have it on one day a week. Yeah.
You guys to talk about sports for an hour. Yeah. 3 hours of sports. Guys.
So when is Melissa going to be on?
Yeah.
Which day is she on Playmakers? Friday?
Not on the sports days, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, right. But Tuesdays and Thursdays, she sure will be.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
We're going to kick off a new show that I am calling Community Stories with Melissa Kay.
I like that.
So this is going to be an opportunity to share stories, history from our elders in the area to innovations from our young people. And I'm really looking forward to diving into this. It's going to take a little bit more prep time because I need more prep time. So, in the meantime, you guys are going to be playing some other things, correct?
Yeah. We will have some of the Kitchens Open segments maybe in there. We will have some other stuff that we're lined up for you, but we're looking forward to that. And Melissa, you take the time you need because once she hits the ground, she will be running.
Right.
That's right. We're looking forward to that. And I have talked to so many people over the last last couple of years that appreciate your reporting or appreciate the work that you're doing and the way that you are hunting down stories. Mm-hmm. You are not just, hey, what is falling into my lap? This is what we'll talk about, like some journalism today. Melissa's hunting stories down. Melissa's looking for things to talk about.
Getting out the shoe leather. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We appreciate old school.
Old school reporting, yeah.
So we're looking forward to that coverage on Tuesdays and Thursdays in that hour, and to see what she does. Yep. I also look forward to, like, let's fast forward and to see a couple of years from now, Melissa's just kind of, she turns that hour into whatever she wants.
Yeah.
Like,
every
once in a while, just talking about what a movie she saw that she really liked or something like that. I don't know. But
One part of it that I am really excited about is being able to focus more on our students and our kids and get their voices on the air. And also my special little 10-minute story time at the end of the hour on those days. That is going to be just for kids.
Fabulous.
You have some really cool ideas there I wish I had come up with. They're great. It's good stuff. Really good stuff.
I want to mention real quick before we get off the subject. Also, if you wanted to go to our website, WFHR/newsletter, you can sign up, put your email address. That's another way you can join the town hall because we'll be using those emails as well. But this is also to subscribe to our list to get when we're what we're talking about is the newsletter with an update on local news, all local news, everybody. And we want to know why or what we should put in there and what you want to hear. And that's what the whole reason for this is. So that's another way to sign up.
Yes.
All of our stations are going to be, all of our stations under the Civic Media umbrella are going to be doing newsletters. And as you know better than most out there, at what we find interesting or what you want to hear about here in central Wisconsin is going to be different maybe in Waukesha or other areas. Mm-hmm. So you guys really help us. You are helping us pick the news. Mm-hmm. You are kind of
helping us build this newsletter for
That's
you.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very important.
We appreciate y'all feedback on that. We're looking forward to talking with you at the virtual town hall meeting again June 19th from 6 to 7. We'll meet you on the virtual town hall.
Yeah, that's right.
I was gonna
we'll
say it
on online.
Yeah, I was gonna say a physical place. I was because I'm so used to town halls as being like
at a hall.
Well, hence the name. About that website wfhr.com/newsletter, you can also put feedback right there on what you'd like to see in the newsletter. So if you can't make the town hall, please
that's another way to do it. Yes,
there wfhr.com/newsletter.
We want to hear from everybody.
Mm-hmm. We're talking milk that might help you sleep. We're talking goats. We got plenty goat's coming milk? Up for you.
Goat milk.
All coming up.
Is that going to be part of it?
Goat chocolate milk coming up on the morning show.
Brown
WFHR.
Black and brown goat.
Black goats. Oh, that old black goat. Out of here.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison and welcome up-and-coming singer-songwriter Katie Scullin, who performs live in studio. And I'm joined by Civic Media News Director and comedy enthusiast Terry Bell.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 72 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 51 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, a little breezy with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
On the good foot. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. We need that disco ball.
And we need something.
We're going to have to.
I love the idea. We just play something disco-y and it just kind of descends. You know?
Oh, my God. It takes some getting used to, especially if you forget about it.
I believe it happened during Midday Magazine and everyone's like, what's going on?
We're in the middle of a deep conversation. Yeah. Disco just comes up. Boom, it pops up. This is kind of an interesting one, I thought. Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep. This milk is naturally high in melatonin and tryptophan, because it comes from cows milked at night instead of in the daytime.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk.
Hey, James.
You should try some night milk.
Night milk. Where do you buy that?
Yeah, really.
thank you. Yeah. I'm very curious. I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this. I would like to talk to a farmer. I'd like to talk to somebody who, and how often cows are milked at night, if at all.
Mm.
And if this is like a new avenue for milk growers, milk producers, I should say.
Yep.
Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20. I learned it. I'm very curious about this, though. Obviously, if you've listened to me for 5 minutes, you know I'm an insomniac. I don't sleep well and all that. So I have a personal interest. But just my curiosity is just blown away by this idea. And I don't know if this is a common thing because, I wholeheartedly admit I don't know much about the subject. I don't know if cows are often milked at night or if at all ever they are. But this is kind of interesting to me. And it's even more fascinating to think of a different time of day would lead to a different product.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting, I would think.
Yeah. It kind of makes a little bit of sense because, you know, human hormones, you know, change throughout the day when you're, you know, active or when you're getting ready to go to sleep and certain things happen in your body. It would make sense that that would happen with cows too. So if melatonin is, of course, the hormone that causes sleepiness in humans, so makes sense. If cows are getting ready to go to sleep, they start producing the melatonin, gets in the milk. Hey, maybe it's true. I don't know.
You know, I think that's a little rude, though. Okay, cows, we know it's time for you to sleep, but we need your night milk. We're going to keep you awake. Take that milk for us humans.
What's going on? Wait a minute. Are you milking me? What are you doing? It's midnight.
It's sleepy time.
I was dreaming. I was dreaming that I was on the Alps and I was skiing, and then all of a sudden, somebody started milking me and I woke me up.
Do cows feel that way? Like if you dream you have to go to the bathroom and then you wake up and you really have to go to the bathroom?
Yes, that's
so real. Cows, I need milking. Oh, I need some milking.
The only positive is they do not have to take the dangerous walk in the dark to the bathroom. They're okay on that.
They're good wherever they are. Yeah,
that is a dangerous walk, by the way. That may be the most dangerous. You got to do that. You can find more on this article at sleepdoctor.com. Sleepdoctor.com. There's an article right there, right away as you get to the website. If you wanted to get into more of the science of this, I thought it was quite interesting.
Sounds a little scary. Sleep doctor. It sounds like a horror movie title.
It sounds exactly like something Stephen King would write.
Yes, sleep doctor.
UPI odd news headlines often play host to animals, including bears, alligators, cows, and snakes. But how about goats? The humble goat. The goat has actually showed up in quite a few interesting stories over the last couple of years. So here are five examples of goats. Goat, of course, meaning the greatest of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Take my goats, please take them. The goat, that's the headline for this one.
Nice.
The goats that have occupied the island of Alarcondi in Sicily's Ariona area have become a tourist draw since the wild population was established about 20 years ago.
Wow.
But the island's mayor said that the happy honeymoon has now become a horned horror.
Oof.
Oh, no.
Mayor Ricardo Gololo said that the goat population is now six times the island's human population of about 100.
Oh, no.
The goats are outnumbering the humans. Leading the bleeding blighters to invade residents' homes and gardens.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. They do.
To reduce the population, Gulo introduced an Adopt-a-Goat program, allowing an island visitor to take a goat home for free, aside from a $17 processing fee.
Wow.
free goat for $17.
Free goat.
You go to Italy, you have a lifetime experience, wonderful memories, and what better way to hold on to those memories? Anybody can get a postcard. Anybody can pick up a little trinket for your
refrigerator, right?
Or something like that. Ah, I brought back a goat. And it's, look, it speaks Italian. Great.
Goat. Italian speaking
goat.
Goat.
Speak Italian.
Oh, man.
Goat, come on, you're embarrassing me. Speak Italian.
How do you bleat in Italian?
Arrivederci. That was you. It wasn't the goat. That was... our next one. Mountain Goat Gruff. Firefighters and animal rescue teams teamed up in Kansas City, Missouri, when an escaped goat, mountain goat, made its way to the East 63rd Street and Lewis Road Bridge to do what he does best, climb.
Mm. Mountain goat, after all.
Yeah, the goat, initially identified as Jeffrey, ended up standing on a ledge located underneath the roadway for about 80 feet above the ground. A civilian rescuer managed to get a rope around Jeffrey, but when firefighters rappelled down to reach him, he tried to jump to another ledge and missed.
Oh, no!
Jeffrey was suspended from the rope for a short time before falling gently to the ground while padding had been placed to ease his landing. He's doing okay now and has a great story to tell.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. And make up for the fact that they named him Jeffrey.
Yeah, that's a rough name.
Come on.
Goat named Jeffrey.
Let's take a phone call. Find out what's on your mind out there. Good morning. What's on your mind? Good morning.
Oh, they're gone.
Oh, they
lost them.
Feel free to call back. We'd love to hear from you. How about unauthorized goat parade? We go to Arlington.
Sounds dangerous.
Arlington, Texas for this one. That neighborhood descended into horned, heated havoc when a herd of 200 escaped goats came marching down the street to feast on the gardens.
It's a lot of goats.
200 of anything coming at you is going to be a pretty, like, especially...
Lock up your gardens.
You're just waking up in the morning and just grabbing the paper or whatever, like, is that a goat? Is that 200 goats?
Honey, when did we get goats?
The Arlington Police Department said the goats were employed by the city to clear plants such as poison ivy and poison oak from the Crystal Canyon Nature Area, but somehow managed to get out and of their fenced enclosure.
Because they're goats. They're good at that.
Yeah.
They're good at escaping, man.
Mm. Climbing. You know,
climbing over things.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
Officers and animal wranglers responded to the scene to round up the hungry herd and return them to their natural area. I can't, quote, I can't promise plants weren't eaten that weren't supposed to be eaten, but no goats were injured, said Michael Debutant, the city's assistant director of Parks and Recs.
Good for him.
Those poor gardens.
By the way, did the person who wrote this article get paid by the alliteration? Because yeah, they're going a little crazy with that.
They really,
in this
really
one, they're
are,
really leaning in.
How about rooftop rodeo? Firefighters in Glendale, Arizona said Goat on the Roof may not be the name of a hit new Broadway musical, but it's occasionally a part of the job.
Should be.
I would definitely see that show.
That would be a great show.
I would star in that show. I would be Goat Boy. I would be Goat Boy out there.
Goat Boy.
Goats and Trees.
Yes.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's a great band.
It's a great band.
That is a good band.
Great
yep.
band.
Mm-hmm.
The Glendale Fire Department said crews were called to lend a helping hoof when an adventurous goat ended up a little too high up on a home. Photos from a rooftop rodeo show firefighters climbing up on the roof to bring the goat back down to earth.
Mm-hmm.
And they are great photos, by the way.
Oh, I'm sure. Of course, anyone who's been up to Door County. Sister Bay, the Al Johnson's restaurant. They have the grass roof goats. With the goats on top. Yeah, it's always fun.
I love driving past that.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. And finally, the goat who cried help. Police on British Columbia's Guadares Island said a witness reported hearing someone repeatedly shouting help, and they feared someone had fallen off a cliff and was injured.
Oh, no.
The RCMP's report stated, further investigation revealed that the help heard was actually a sad goat from a neighboring goat farm.
Oh, no.
The farmer explained to police that the goat was a mother and was calling for her babies.
Aww.
Officers did note on scene that the cries did sound very similar to someone yelling for help, especially
help.
Oh god, is she good, huh? Oh, she's good. Nicely done, Melissa.
I knew you had it in you.
Officers did note on scene that the cries did sound familiar, and that thankfully officers confirmed that all was well and nobody beside the mama goat were in any kind of distress.
That's good.
Mama goat and baby were reunited.
Oh, that's good too.
Pretty good, though. That's a pretty good story. That's pretty good.
Our friends, the goats.
There are so many interesting stories of goats out there. This is not the last time we will be covering this.
Well, and aside of the fact that those 200 goats got out, I think it's really cool that they're bringing goats in to try to help take care of invasive species, that they can eat poison ivy.
And poison oak. That's amazing.
Buckthorn and these things that are just such a problem for us. That
Do goats have cast iron stomachs?
Yep, pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah.
It seems that way.
I mean, I've seen a goat eating a tin can, you know? Yeah. I can't imagine what their stomachs are made of.
It's amazing.
We want more goat stories, everybody.
We love the goats.
Get them to us. Get them to us. We'd love to hear from you and love to hear from you. And if you're feeling free, you want to call up, go ahead and get used to calling us. Get used to get familiar with it. Because at the top of the 9 o'clock hour, not only will we have the Kitchens Open segment, a brand new one for you, going to have some really good discussion in that. Looking forward to it. But we have the statewide Civic Media Scone E Summer Text to Win contest going on.
Scone.
I thought I said it right. Scone.
Listen to Todd Michaels.
It's not a breakfast muffin.
Oh, a scone. Not a scone.
Yeah, I think that's what my tongue's trying
to do. Wisconsin. Scone. That's how I remember it because I have to think about it myself every time I say it. Yeah.
You're much better at it than I should just point to you every time I
say opposite of whatever you say. I don't care if that's right.
Don't mess with him like that.
Don't
mess with him like that.
I encourage it. I absolutely. Be listening for that